to take your shoes off.
Why the hell are you dressed like a chicken?
I'm up here, you morons! Come and get me. You guys give up, or you're thirsty for more?
Hurts to be around you. I can't stand you lying. Whenever you're beside me, a part of me is dying.
But hi and welcome to the Unneed Movie Podcast. This is Andrew.
This is Damien.
And this is Tom.
Yes, I've actually looked into what I need to do to get legal separation from you guys, and it is hilarious how much of it overlaps in real life and podcast life. Like the wording for all the things that you guys have committed, it lines up perfectly.
like what have we done? What did we do to deserve this sort of legal?
They're like, do you have proof that the offending party has broken marital bonds? I'm like, that is perfect. I do have proof that both offending parties.
Well, we never promised to be monogamous.
I'm pretty sure we did. Fairly certain we did.
Where do you have proof of that agreement?
I think we have like 7 years of proof. I don't remember you going, hi and welcome to the Unnamed Movie Podcast. You can also find me on other podcasts.
Alright, let me fix that. Hi and welcome to the... You can find me wherever I decide to lay my hat.
Mm-hmm.
That's a song.
Andrew wrote a Rolling Stone.
Yeah.
I like Rolling Stones.
I mean, he probably would roll like us. I'd pay good money to say. We need a drum. Did you ever do that to him? You're the bigger brother. Like, put him in like a barrel and roll him.
I said that just to somebody once, and they weren't very appreciative of it.
No fun, you say? No, they're no fun.
But what if I lady snowblood it and just kind of pop out?
That'd be amazing.
I mean, we'd roll you in that barrel every single day to watch that. One day he'll miss. That would be magic.
Anyways, this week we're here to talk about children's movies because we watch movies that children should be watching because children aren't watching them.
Why would they?
This week we're here to discuss the latest effort by Pixar, Andrew Stanton's sequel to his other movie, Finding Dory.
I remembered something. That's not possible. Is it? Okay, is it like a picture in your head? And then you think I've seen this before? I just used the word before, which means I'm remembering something. What was I talking about?
Somewhere.
My family! They're out there somewhere. I have to find them. I remembered something important.
Damien,
something
important. Hi. You like children's movies.
A lot.
You like Pixar movies.
Sometimes.
You like Pixar movies that find things.
Yep.
Right. Tell us about this one and how it found you.
Right. So I heard, I mean, when this movie came out, I jumped up and down like it was Christmas because there was a sequel to The Finding Nemo's. And I ran to the theater I wasn't by myself. Right. I was two adults.
You don't have a child to cover for you.
No
anymore.
More children to throw popcorn and make my experience awesome. But I wasn't alone. And so it was fine. I wasn't just a creep. People sat near us. It was okay. And so I watched this movie and just assumed, oh, Pixar made a new movie. The whole world loves it. And then saw on the internet people talking shit about the movie.
I went, what sort of shit?
They're like, it's a phoned-in sequel. Now that Pixar has to make sequels to everything, this is just a by-the-numbers shitty sequel. And all I remember from watching it at Carib was that 3D glasses suck and that I enjoy it. And so I said, well, I need to watch this again. So let's watch it on the podcast. And it turns out this movie is amazing. Like, I don't know what people are seeing, but it seems like they've seen the wrong movie, because this movie is Now, I haven't seen it as many times as Finding Nemo, but I think I like it better. I watched them back to back over the weekend in between westerns. And watch Finding Nemo was reminded that I would love that movie until I'm dead. And then watch Finding Dory and went, I think this might be a better movie. I think I might like this a little bit better than the first one. It surrounds Dory the Forgetful Fish, played by Ellen DeGeneres. And it kind of gives you it actually gives you the backstory of how she got lost, how she was separated from her parents, and them trying to work, like, she trying to get back to the thing she remembers, her home. And Nemo and his father said some mean things to her, and she kind of ran away. And then it's just a great big adventure. It just moves, and there are new characters. There's an octopus that they try to make friendly, but I know better. I know what octopuses do.
They're, we saw The Handmaiden.
They're, no. I've been watching Planet Earth 2 and some other wildlife documentaries, and they might be, I saw a jaguar eat a crocodile, and that is the most amazing thing I've ever seen in my life. Second is octopus. They are evil. The thing, they fit anywhere. They, like, there's one that it crawls out of the ocean, and then there's like little pockets of water on the sand, and what it will do is slowly crawl until it gets into the pocket of water, and then like camouflage itself until the crab stops moving, and then like moves from pocket of water to until it's close, and then the crab is like, all right, I need to get to somewhere, and then just murder. There you go. You guys are, you're monsters. And this movie wants me to believe that this one is lovable. I don't believe them. But the rest of the movie, there's some corny jokes. There's a whale that makes just the most ridiculous. But the movie, like, Douglas is smiling right now. And that is how I watch the entire movie. This is permanent. Stupid grin on my face.
I did forget that in the first movie, right? she said she knew how to speak whale, right? And she pulled the same foolishness.
Yeah. And I watched a movie with just this ridiculous, like, it is at points a somber movie that tries to delve that tries to deal with mental frailty, but somehow still finds a way to keep you smiling the entire time, even though there's points in the movie that seem so dour. It reminds me a lot of Inside Out, and the same way they were able to play with themes that are awful, but find some way to keep you smiling throughout, even when the stakes seem very high. And this movie is incredible. I hear that they put out an even better movie this year. The one with The Rock and the girl.
Oh, that's Disney. But yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah,
and I want to watch it.
Yeah. Like people who like that one.
People are going crazy over that movie.
Like that one. But I remember hearing similar things initially about Brave when that one came out.
That movie was horrible.
I enjoy Brave, and you will not say. I mean, it's not WALL-E, so it can't be the worst.
All right, it's the second worst.
I'll accept.
I hate you guys talking so shitty about Brave. That movie's awesome.
No, I don't agree with him, but you're allowing him to talk shit. As long as he knows that it's not worse than WALL-E, then he can say anything he feels like. There's a bar that you cannot go beneath. WALL-E is that bar.
How dare you say shit about WALL-E?
That's what you're really angry about.
Yep, exactly.
You don't give a shit about Brave. I see right through you. And here are your
you have no papers. Heart.
Yep.
None whatsoever.
That's why I'm keeping the podcast equipment in the settlement. See, you guys do a podcast with no equipment.
Can I keep this mic?
You can't get to keep one mic, but no cables connecting it to anything.
Well, but that's fine.
Right.
Because
all you need is one really. Mic. Well, saw it. Couldn't stop it.
Sorry, Finding Dory. Mm-hmm.
It's like Finding Nemo.
It's like Finding Nemo, right. Except it's Dory who's lost.
It's like Shark Tale.
except Will Smith isn't there. And Scorsese doesn't have any bit parts to play.
Scorsese was what in Shark Tale?
He was
one of the sharks. Did you not notice?
He was one of the characters. I don't remember who.
When bad movies come out, as you saw,
I think he was the Godfather shark.
As you saw with Nora Jones, when people are like the terrible things and just pretend that it didn't happen.
Right.
Reality distortion.
All right, so Finding Dory.
Yes.
I don't think I like this movie that much.
Jesus Christ.
So, all right, let me get the good stuff out of the way.
Mm-hmm. Right? It's good. All right, Douglas, thank you very much for speaking, Andrew. Douglas, yeah, you like this movie.
You're welcome. I'm glad I was able to bring some levity and some interesting thoughts to this conversation.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, cool. All right, I'm here. Mm-hmm. So, I adored Hank, the octopus.
Mm-hmm.
I adore Destiny. I adore even more Bailey, the best glasses in the world, right? With his wonderful supersonic superpowers. Awesome.
What about the bird?
The bird? Mm-hmm. No. Fuck, fuck that bird.
But Uru, Andrew. Uru.
Fuck that bird. Right? I will give a pass.
Look at me. Uru.
I will give a pass to Idris Elba and Dominic West.
That was Dominic West?
Yeah. As the sea lions.
Sea lions.
You got off! I have idiots for co-hosts.
That's the best movie.
But herein lies my problem with this movie.
Oh, no.
my biggest problem with this movie is that it didn't feel like an engaging story of any kind. Sure, there were some funny moments, right? There were the paint-by-numbers family heartwarming moments where things are feeling sad and a little, and then everyone comes together. But the rest of this movie just felt empty to me. One of the things that I've heard people talk shit about this movie on, and I agree with them, is fuck this movie for not having any sort of villain in it. No, and I'm actually thinking this might be the reason why I'm not completely down with Inside Out, right? As much like Inside
All
Out,
right.
Inside Out, not as bad as this movie.
Thank you guys for listening to what will clearly be the final on a movie podcast,
Damien. I think you and
I'm going
I need
to kill Andrew.
You and I just need to branch off and.
Yeah,
start our own movie podcast. Because
enjoy the matinee, son, because I don't know what. We're changing the entire pantheon. This shit, what?
By the way, Damien, Hunt for the Wilder People.
Yeah, of course.
I watch it another time this week. Yeah, by the way, Andrew.
Yeah. Yeah. That movie is, what's the word I'm looking for? Incredible. Did he just talk shit about... No, like, I was willing to let...
Find door
his
side.
Nonsense about Finding Dory. Because he saw it today. He doesn't have context or whatever the hell he tells himself when he just sees movies that aren't named Star Wars. What I'm going to say, though, is...
Is this movie called Star Wars?
Like...
Hold on. Does Finding Nemo have a villain?
Yeah. Uh-huh. It does.
Who?
That is the... As soon as you find out, you tell me. I think there's something trying to eat him at one point where they escape. And then they literally find Nemo and then go back and he's reunited and the movie is over. Yeah. So I don't think
there's a villain.
I think
there
his enemy is the sea. The sea is the enemy.
is there
I'm letting you guys continue. Right? Who was the enemy in Wally again?
The movie.
Oh, right. Right.
let's see. That was my enemy.
All these Pixar movies with enemies. Right.
I don't like that movie Enemy either.
Okay, all right.
The next thing I have to throw is Much Sharper and Draw.
At least now I know he's just fucking with us. Actually, for the sake of it. I don't hear anything from him. Just finish. Just wrap up.
Anyway, yeah, sorry, Andrew. What are you talking about now?
I think I've lost my train of thought. You're saying
one of the things that you agree with people about is that this thing doesn't have an enemy.
Right.
Just like... I can't say it.
Because the Louis Black... emotion in my mind is up to like 99%.
How do I not own that movie?
You're a crazy person.
That movie's so good.
I bought that movie like the day I saw it. I don't regularly pre-order movies. That one.
I pre-ordered a movie recently. Oh, it was the Before trilogy. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You've pre-ordered that like 14 times.
Yeah, but it just came out on Blu-ray.
Of course it did.
Yeah. It hasn't come out yet. You have to wait 3 months.
I'm sure
it just
came out. Yeah, it came out.
Came out.
And they'll send it to me in 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
Right. They can take it back.
No, they can't. They can't.
Knowing them.
There'll be riots in the street.
All right, so this movie.
Right.
Finding Dory, the Inside Out sequel that no one needed.
Can I borrow that? Sharp object, please. Cool.
Can you please put the script
up? Absolutely not.
I'm in fear for my life.
Call the police. Yeah, that's going to help. Sop up the blood. We're stabbing you to death.
It's like a silencer. Mm-hmm.
Deus Ex just told me silencers make it hurtless. So, this movie's fantastic. Everything about it. I'd like to nominate it to go into the pantheon right now.
I agree.
Under duress and threat.
Seems okay to me. That was in the bylaws at any point. Didn't see where I couldn't forcibly get my will on this.
Right. You guys bring up a list of Pixar movies where there isn't any defined enemy. So it's not like Toy Story 3 where you have Lotso sitting there and just shouting maniacally as he laughs as the lava is about to engulf everyone. Sorry, microphone. But the thing about those movies versus this one, and maybe I was a little bit wrong by using the word enemy. Maybe that was my fault. Now that I'm trying to kind of process all of this. Take for example WALL-E, right? You guys don't like that. Take Finding Nemo for example. The thing about that movie, and maybe it's just a way to put together, is that there's an inciting incident that gets everything going in a way that the characters make you care about how we're moving forward to the next thing. Here in this movie, the inciting incident is we've made fun of this girl for forgetting everything for all of her life, to the point at which someone tells her, just forget, we'll be good in 5 minutes, right? To then have everything come back. And the movie feels like it wants to be a Dory movie that reminds you of the characters of Nemo for no reason other than if we don't have Albert Brooks in this movie, so we can't merchandise a clown fish. And everything just feels cobbled together in ways that just don't feel great to me, right? Now, if you told me, Damien, I have a movie for you about Dory, Destiny, and Bailey, I don't know, maybe I'd be more down with that, right? The movie, it just didn't feel right. What it felt like it was 60% put together by sequel committee and 40% them being like, we have two great characters to add. And the story of it just felt meh. I didn't really care.
Shouting at you won't help.
I've tried it many times and it didn't help me when I wanted you guys to like the new world.
Except you are wrong then.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's how this works.
And, like, you're wrong now. Yeah.
And you're wrong now. Oh, cool. So, Andrew, this movie... you have some serious, strong words about this movie. And as much as I completely disagree with you, I'm also not on Damien's side. I think this podcast is going to be a case of Goldilocks and the Three Bears. Because
did one of the bears hate themselves and commit suicide in the house?
I think that bear is sitting beside me right now. That whole
that story. It might. Because
please don't do it, Damien. It's not I don't know how to clean the blood off.
This movie was okay. There were a lot of great things about this. A lot of great bits about this movie. Mm-hmm. We keep talking about Idris Elba and the sea lions.
Right, and speaking whale.
And yeah, the whale and was the awesome. Bird. The bird was good
and
too.
And the octopus.
The octopus was, it was okay. Mm-hmm. It was alright. I kind of like this movie. This movie was decent. It is not, for me, a top shelf offering. It is a mid tier from Pixar. Now, I do not agree with the villain situation because, as we kind of intimated earlier, I don't think there's a villain in Finding Nemo, and that movie is fantastic. But this movie is... It's a decent sequel, but it definitely has the signs of a movie trying to kind of copy itself to make a second. It has all of the larger themes. It's an adventure. Somebody gets lost. They need to find them. Well, clearly that's the name, Finding Dory. But it does do a lot of good stuff. I love, especially once they get to the park. Once they get to the park, or even a little bit before that, the movie really starts to churn or to turn into kind of the better version of itself. So it's definitely back end loaded, or well, halfway into the middle of the movie, way loaded. And I really appreciate those things. But I have to say to you, Damien, if there is one tangible thing that I can point to why this movie cannot be as good as Finding Nemo is that there was no Willem Dafoe. Willem Dafoe was a standout in the first movie. I don't believe he died in the end of the movie. So they should have got him back.
So it would have been my question to you is, when he comes back mm-hmm. in the movie in your head,
yes,
is he still in the plastic bag, or is he like out and about?
I'll give them their literary license. They can play with that as they will. I can see good things working either way.
Okay,
and he doesn't need to be in the movie for like he can just say hello, and then this movie will be great.
Damien, please don't kill me.
All I'll say is that Sigourney Weaver plays
Sigourney
herself.
Sigourney Weaver, yeah.
And no, we're fun. Done. Don't want to hear anything that's more fun. From you guys.
Yeah, no, this movie was decent, but it's not.
Stop.
It's not the fuck. It is neither the runaway train of horseshit that Andrew has described, mm-hmm. nor is it the runaway train of unicorn rainbows that Damien is describing.
This is the first time I've seen it. The reverse Andrew effect happened,
mm-hmm.
where Andrew, this usually you folding your arms affecting Andrew. This is the first time I've seen the reverse. It didn't fully happen, but it is clear that his shenanigans has influenced you, which is sad to see. I thought you were the bigger man, both physically and chronologically. But turns out, no. You two idiots have the same effect on each other.
I was making him watch Whitney Cummings last night, mm-hmm. and he folded his arms very tightly.
Of course he did.
He was not enjoying Whitney Cummings.
Hey, she's not real great.
She had a couple of jokes. It wasn't particularly good.
I prefer What's Her Face, the new one.
That's sexist.
What's her name? What's the new one's name? And she had the movie Trainwreck.
Oh,
Amy Schumer.
Amy Schumer, yeah.
I like her stand-up. I do not like her show, though. Her show is
the
bad.
The show is hit and miss. Yeah. I enjoy Trainwreck as a movie.
That movie's grown on me.
And I enjoy her stand-up.
She's mean in her stand-up.
You mean your favorite thing?
Yeah, you kind of have to be as a woman comic. Unless you're, boy. She's some peas.
No, I said that as a compliment.
No, like Maria Bamford. If you're Maria Bamford, then you can get away with literally anything.
You're
one of the greatest comic minds I've ever seen. Well,
she's a crazy person. You can do anything
at any point, but the rest of them just, they basically have to be male comics. Women have to be insult male comics. Because if they stray too far from that, then it's, I don't know what happens. All of them seem to follow like Ali Wong, Lisa.
You like Ali Wong?
Yeah, I like her fine.
I liked her stand-up.
You like her fine?
No, I like her. I like all of them.
Is she great?
No, the only greats are Maria Bamford, Dave Attell, and that's it. That's
Bill Burr.
No. Bill Burr is like Chris Rock in terms of stand-up to me. He is upper echelon, but there's Bill Burr jokes that there's, I just go, all right, cool, Bill Burr. Like, it's not out of the park every single time. I've never heard a Attell stand-up or a Maria Bamford stand-up that I kind of, like, it never happened.
Challenge accepted.
Cool. Oh, what happened here?
Attell! Plus, like, both those people have two of my favorite jokes of all time. No matter what state I'm in, if I...
What's Bamford?
Remember the joke.
Not that I've ever heard it, because I don't think I've ever really watched any of her stand-up. I've watched bits and pieces, and I've seen her in stuff. Her show is good, even though I haven't finished it yet. Her show is great. It's
yes,
so her funny.
Show is great. Jesus Christ.
I think in his head he's like, "Fine, Doris sucks."
Yeah, that's why I'm laughing. I'm picturing Andrew dead in my screwdriver buried in the back of his head.
No, am I a zombie in this?
What
dream?
Happened? No, I don't. You have to stay dead. I don't have time for your shenanigans. You come back from the dead, speaking the same horse shit to kill you twice.
So violent.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember the specifics of the joke, because the joke will fail if I don't remember the exact wording. I know it's funny in my head, but the wording is off. But like, you know that she can modulate her voice, right? Like,
oh yes, but like, so like many other people, I thought that was her voice until I saw
What's
her TV
joke?
Show.
Maria Bamford.
Right.
Give me something to Google.
It's when she moves to Hollywood and they are telling her what she's supposed to be like and dress like. And it's what they're saying to her on the outside and then what she's thinking about them on the inside. Mm-hmm. But her inside voice is the rough and tumble, like the grunge voice. And she's mocking them and herself at the same time for actually wanting this. And it is... his beauty, but I don't know the actual wording. I just like, I can't picture it in my head. It's always funny. I just don't like Mary Bamford. There's one entire one where she's doing a stand up set but in her parents' house and her parents are the audience.
Yeah,
and
I
she's
saw
doing
that.
Crowd work. Yeah. And oh my
she does
word,
crowd work in
yeah, she does crowd work.
Okay, to her parents. That's special. I know about that special, but wow.
Like I pressed play on that special and I saw the whole inner house thing with just her parents and I turned it off out of fright. Oh. Like I'm like, that looks so weird.
It
I don't
is,
think I can do it.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
It is just perfect. But yeah, those two are my topest of top tier. Nothing will happen. And I'll stop listening to those two idiots. For a time, what's his face? Ratatouille guy.
Oh, Patton Oswalt?
Right, he was with the Louis Blacks.
He's alright, he's fine.
Yeah, but as he's gone on, a lot of the edge has worn off.
Yeah, I definitely did not like this latest one that he did.
The one where he's telling them about the people laughing at him for doing Ratatouille.
I don't think
he's like in a full suit on a big stage.
Yeah,
is it?
Yeah,
yeah. I think that's
I think so.
The joke that I remember out of that, which isn't really a great joke, but I do agree with Douglas. It wasn't a great stand up. He's talking about how he thinks he's bringing up his daughter wrong,
mm-hmm.
and watching her play, and like sees some girl with a stick trying to murder something, and being like, "That's what she needs in Mad Max world."
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm training her how to just ride a scooter and be happy. And
am I right that this was after his wife died and he made jokes about that, or no?
No.
Or am I just thinking about YouTube
this
stuff?
This stand-up was before that happened.
Oh, okay. I didn't even know that his wife died.
I think he made a joke about like a story on like one of the late night shows, which was on YouTube.
Yeah, that's probably what I'm thinking. Yeah.
Where he was talking about all of that.
But the thing is, like, because I've watched so much stand up, that like my scale, just like you and music, mm-hmm. my scale is way off.
Yeah.
There's things that I will find funny because, like, you'd have to be like a real comedy nerd to find it funny. Mm-hmm. And
also when you inhale, when you consume so much of something, mm-hmm. you immediately become a snob, right? Yeah. In a way. So,
but I prefer your kind of snobbishness, where uh-huh. you're like the inclusive ones. You mm-hmm. don't just go, no, if people do, like with music, you're like, bring all of it,
yeah.
and I will find something to like. The other people, the bad one is the one you're like, I only see.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Like, so, Andrew, yeah, like, movies,
and me and movies,
I
too.
I am above this.
So, like, how me and you can sit down and really appreciate hot bangers like A Knight's Tale. Where right. that is... Right. Damien, where, you don't understand how much I love that movie.
No, I really think I do. Like, the only reason I don't say it back to you is because you and me are literally on the same wavelength. Before I bought actual good movies,
mm-hmm.
I had A Knight's Tale.
Yeah.
Right? But, all right, let me put it this way. Before I bought Westerns on Blu-ray, I bought A Knight's Tale. There's A Knight's Tale before Westerns and Matrix. Because also, I'm like, I need that movie.
But at the same time, we both kind of know it's a bad movie.
I know it's not. I won't say bad. What I'll say, it's not cinema.
Yeah, exactly. But we can make that distinction, right?
What I don't
So a lot of people, when they're not a connoisseur or I hate a fucking word. You're not really inhaling things like that. You just say, oh, it's fine. Yeah. You know, I'll spend an hour with whatever mm-hmm. that is. But like, you know, when you consume so much of the stand-up, mm-hmm. you're like, okay, I can segregate each of these things and delineate and classify them as, you know, greatness versus, mm-hmm. you know, things I'll just sit down and watch versus mm-hmm. like all of that, you know?
You know, I've been thinking about that, right? That the thing you guys are complaining about me being exclusive. About
exclusive,
not inclusive. Not uh-huh. being like, no, Knight's Tale is good enough. Mm-hmm. Let it in, right? The thing, and the truth is, I don't fully know exactly where it's.
Yeah,
it's,
when you became an awful person, I know when you started
when
talking to
when
other people on other podcasts.
Oh,
Just wow. the both lines intersecting.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. There was that time it was fun. Then he started talking to other people. Then we lost him forever.
One of the things that I'd like to think as to why movies like A Knight's Tale, I wouldn't want to be in the pantheon more than anything else, is that movie doesn't feel unique in any way to me. Right?
Yeah.
Was that supposed to be a dig at the movie? That is word for word a perfect description of that movie. You've seen this before. No, watch it again. I have seen this before. I like this. I should watch this again.
And, like, with some of the other movies that I do want in the pantheon, There are many ways in which you can say that these movies are not unique, right? They've been done in these ways, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, all the way to 10.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd like to think, and as I said, I don't fully know to say definitively, that one does that one does this, so on down the list. But for the most part, I feel as though they do attempt to bring something unique to the conversation, whether it's something about the filmmaking, whether it's something about...
I think you just hit it. You're looking for different things out of movies. Like, you would like a movie to be good, and, right? You're looking for the something else that takes it over the top, right? It being good is fine, but if it can be good and... you know, unique or good and son of a bitch. Right, like when you watch because you and I did the same things different ways, like you tried to catch up on a lot of movies that you hadn't seen, but you went about it a different way. You're like, oh, this is a great filmmaker, let me see all of his movies and spend time to see what it is about these movies that made him whatever he is. I just got a giant list and went, let's see which one of these movies are good. And then and it is probably the reason I've never really been able to write for the website, because I watch movies and it is like a yes, no. It is a black white
yes,
situation.
Yes.
It's like, this is good. It's like, tick. Tick, nope. Nope. And then once it's no, I don't try and figure out why it is. I just accept that my brain and body went yes, and then it at some time it goes no. Now there's times when I'm willing to accept that there might be something there, and so I'll go back and watch it and see if I can find it from time to time, right? Or many times in the case of Double Life. But that is the part that I kind of don't enjoy. It is the sussing out of the goodness, right? I'd prefer to just watch something and go, I like that. And then it is just a check mark. And then all of the I like that go into one space. And then everything that I don't like might as well just be rubbish. Right? Sure. Like, if I had to sit down and... really, like, come up with a reason why I don't like WALL-E, I probably wouldn't speak so harshly about it, right? I'd probably go, yeah, they did this, but I don't do that. I just know I didn't like that, and so it might as well be the worst movie.
Absolutely.
All bad movies are equal in
view. Are all good
right.
movies equal
no.
in your
view?
Except
that
for
are,
movies that I made in
mind. Right. There are movies that are better than, like, my scale is trash, and then it is a scale of goodness. Like, once you're not good, I just say, all right, I don't need to see any other shit again. It's all garbage behind me. And then the movies have hierarchy, and the only thing that brings it up or down is how much I like it being special gains it no marks. Right? So, like, Ida is black and white, and it is beautiful, but I don't like that movie because, like, that movie and Nebraska are black and white, but none of that means anything to me. I like Nebraska more because it's a fun movie. Ida is good, and I have seen it again, but Nebraska is fun, so it is more fun than I. That is it. That is how the scale works, and which is why, like, Rambo and those movies will always rank higher for me, even though I know, of course, if you go down the check marks, clearly Airborne is a terrible, terrible movie that human beings should, it might as well be Biodome for as much sense as it makes. But none of that is important because I watch it and then there's a smile on
and then here lies the thing. I'm not discrediting that at any point.
No, I'm
right?
just realizing now what it is that you're looking for. That, and I realize,
Damien, to be fair, at least you're better than me, right? You're better than me because I agree with you. Everything mm-hmm. that's bad is just trash.
Right.
And there are different levels of goodness. But you can say in words that mean things right. why you like those mm-hmm. those movies. I just have to be like, well, my tummy told me
right.
that
I like it more. It was
this is more yeah, gooder. But we already know you don't need reasons. Right. We had that conversation. Right.
Douglas's scale is, are my arms folded or are
how,
they open?
How far open are my arms?
Are they open and receptive? Right? Then once they're open, you look for a smile. He loves that movie. As the arms close, once both arms overlap, it's a wrap. All of this is garbage. It's all trash. But you, like, I remember you were talking about the greater world, like the world that is outside of Mad Max and like Gastown and Bullet Farm and all of that. And those are literally just words that people said in the movie. I didn't think about a bullet farm or a gas, none of that. It wasn't in the movie, so I don't, it's just a thing. That is where they were going for reasons. I don't care what yeah. reasons. And then the movie started, and then by the time it ended, I was so happy that I was confused. You go, but I think this might be the best movie I've ever seen in my life. And nothing else. Right now, if I when you, the problem with this podcast is that it forced me to think about movies, and when the movies are bad, then you find literally every reason why a movie is bad, right? And then when the movie is good, you go, I like this scene, this scene, this. Like, I don't really talk about why the movie is good, you just go, I love this, 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 and this, and the movie's great. We run home. So you're weird. This was you're a weird person. You and your
you
friends
didn't
on
notice?
The internet.
You didn't
yeah,
notice?
I did. Yeah, I did. I was hoping you'd grow out of it. There was
I
a
think
time,
I grew into it.
There was a time you had a food hella here and you were fun.
Pointed out football jerseys.
Yeah, and now you've grown into a real dick.
You're welcome.
That hates a movie that I absolutely adore. Can't
but
wait
you do
to watch
that
again.
Every week. Every week, you hate a movie I absolutely adore.
Yeah, but my reasons make sense. My tummy told me. Right, that is science.
It's gastronomy, right. Really. Yes.
All right, so everybody, look forward to next week where science defeats right. my love for a movie.
Right. I don't use big words. I stick to the facts. Fact. I like this movie.
Fact, you smiled for 90 minutes.
Fact. Still smiling. Thinking about said movie.
Fact, Damien hasn't stabbed me yet. Thank Christ.
I still want to.
But you haven't, which is good, right?
Because you're still wrong.
I can't. Where the screwdriver? I can't find a screwdriver anymore. He's
oh,
hidden
yeah.
it.
Oh, no. So.
Is there anything else you guys want to talk about?
Why don't you like good movies? Never mind.
Could you please give me a list of good movies so that I can decide individually which one to tell you is wrong?
We had a pantheon and you voted out half of them. So you could go back and fix that. Start with that.
While we're at it, fuck John Wick, that comes out. No. No, that's nice.
Yep.
He had a dog.
Do you think about the greater world with John Wick, or is it just dumb action?
There's some greater world elements of that.
What the shit?
Wait, hold the on. So I actually have a question. So with the Pantheon, how this works is we're going to, from time to time, let's say every other podcast or whatever it is, we're going to each have to come up with a submission that we have right. to defend. Mm. Alright, so Damien.
So
yes.
First of all,
finding
what the... I'm hoping
uh-huh. hunt for willow that people. That's the first thing.
Basically, what I'd hope schedule wise we do, especially if we keep doing the marathons, which I'd love to keep doing.
Yeah.
Is that we would do the marathons, and then in the couple weeks off from the next marathon,
right.
is when someone would push is something into
knives.
The Pantheon.
Okay, so right. Damien, I'm just announcing it
hunt
here,
for the
right?
Willow people.
You and I are going to go hard on Hunt for the Wilder People. So much so, here is the strategy. The first time I get a chance to push, I'm going to say Hunt for the Wilder People, and I'm going to put a point argument. He rejected,
and then you come back, yeah,
and we just keep doing that until he lets it in.
He has to,
yeah, eventually,
right?
Yeah,
until people start strong. Until people on Twitter just go, listen.
What if I just don't release those segments,
right?
That's fine. Like, it's wearing you down. At what one year is going to go, you guys aren't, like, 10 weeks in, you're like, if you guys say Hunt for the Wilder, I swear to God, I'm going to end this podcast. Like, all right, cool. This week, not Hunt for the Wilder People. Douglas, I nominate Hunt for the Wilder People. And you'd be like, you know what? Fuck it.
We'll even get creative about it, right? We'll be like, well, we nominate a movie
from New Zealand that aren't about hobbits.
But it's kind of like The Lord of the Rings. Right.
The Lord of the Rings. He's like, you know what? Just so that I can stop talking to you idiots. He'd even put yes, and then F-I. I let him, I can't do it anymore with these idiots. I agree. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I fear you.
Mm-hmm. That's not promise, man.
You know it's tin. I give up already. I'm weak.
Don't.
Anything else you want while you're at it?
What the hell did I finish watching? Did we talk about the Black Mirror? With the ladies.
Yeah, with the ladies. Yeah. You talked about the social media one. You didn't talk about San Juniper. Is that what you're talking about?
Oh,
San
Juniper. With the ladies.
I assume that's what you're talking about. So that's the one that I hyped up to you.
That makes sense now that you say it. But I was like, with the ladies.
With the ladies.
What?
Black ladies. With the ladies.
With Gugu.
They should have left that one to the end. That one should have been the last episode. Because everything that isn't that episode is blown away by that episode.
I don't think so. Dan Trachtenberg's episode is real good, though.
Is crazy until the third ending. When you realize that it is still continuing, you go, you probably went one step too far with this. But it's like, I enjoy the episode. Yeah, His episode is really cool.
Have you finished that show, by the way?
Yeah.
Yeah. My favorite one is the one with...
San Juniper.
No. I like that show a lot, that episode a lot, but that's not my favorite one. My favorite one is the one where they have to drive around and rob things.
Oh, yeah.
I love that episode.
That was decent, yeah.
Yeah. The thing that I enjoyed with that one is that I didn't immediately realize that the guy, the initial guy, was watching child porn.
Yeah, I didn't either. That was a big review for
right.
Me
it was towards the end.
I just thought he was
afraid of people seeing massive.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you've gone through a lot.
Yeah,
and then when the police came in and his mother was flipping out. Like,
well, actually realized it when they started to fight, because the other guy clearly was looking at young girls, and when he said something like, "What about you?" and he kind of had this face,
I thought. After he robbed the thing, it was just, I'm already gone too far with this. And I'm not going to have this fool kill me. So let's do this. Mm-hmm. And I fully expected him to die. And then you saw him walk out of the bushes and like, all right. Like, you did it. And they're still going to. But then when you realize, oh no, it's Chadwick. You son of a bitch. The thing with all of the other episodes is that they are consistent with Black Mirror, with OG Black Mirror.
Yeah.
They are dour examinations of what the world is. San Juniper is the only one that throws away all of that. And it's refreshing to see that. And I remember people talking about the ending and that the ending might be dour or whatever. Everything about that episode is happy. That is Lollipops and Rainbows by Black Mirror standards. And I'm sure people ask the question, you know, would you do it or whatever, whatever. Of course, Like, what, like, no matter what side you fall on, is win-win. Like, right. It is win.
Exactly. If,
there's no wrong answer.
Right. If the Lord cometh back and takes us with him, you're in the ground. Your mind is in the computer, if you believe that. But you're dead. And you can like, just do it. Like, there's no downside.
And if you don't like it, apparently you can just delete yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
The part that was really surprising was when she explained what happened to her daughter and her husband, and why it was that her husband didn't want to go to San Juniper because his daughter didn't get the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And watching that part, I was especially glad that they didn't have the old lady do that section. They had her do. You saw that and you went, that I 100% understand.
Yeah.
And I understand that this other lady would have been living her entire life. I know this is where she gets her freedom. But she did pull off a dick move by saying the things that she said, even though she wouldn't have known. But then the episode, and in normal Black Mirror, the episode would have ended there. I'm not doing it, and then sadness. But then they're like, nope, lollipops, flashing lights at the end, and
I also like the concept of an 80s world.
Yeah,
yeah,
at 90s world, early 2000s world, early 2000s world sucks. By the way,
we were there for a while.
It's trash. And 2016 has surpassed them all. Shit scale is maxed out. 2017 can only be better.
That's what we said about Pixar, and they released Finding Dory, so...
Andrew Robinson!
Well, I mean, at least I spoke about a movie I loved on my final... podcast
episode. That was a strong word for that movie. Moves all right. And I also find that hard to do. I find discussing movies that I'm like, oh, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I have a hard time discussing it because once I've made that decision, it's okay. It's right, thrown away.
You don't even think about it.
Yeah. Why do I need to now analyze it and tell you why I think it's okay? It's, mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's okay. It's fine. Right. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay.
Now I hate all of you.
How are you liking Top Gear?
I was watching... I watched a 4-hour NFL game and went to sleep. Because NFL takes a fucking forever. Watch people lose their minds because Cam Newton didn't throw a ball when he was like 4-1. And they fucking lost the game. Like, this shit... they don't, and I don't give any. Like, guys, shut up. End this stupid game. Go to sleep. Just fucking football.
4-1. Where was he in the field?
40 yards from the goal line, and they kicked the ball. 40 feet, 40 inches.
He was on the 40-yard line. Okay.
No, he was on the 60, so he had 40 to go. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you had 40, whichever way.
Yes.
Sure. 40-yard line in the other guy's half.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. And he had one to clear. And
was
like,
this at the end of the game?
Yeah, close
I'm
to
safe.
Oh, yeah, that's why. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what he should have done. Yeah, yeah. Because I'm here thinking 4th-and-1, do you need to throw? You don't need to throw. But if it's the last game of the last play of the game.
No, it's not the last play of the game. It was close to, though. It was in the final quarter. But he still shouldn't have done that.
In the final quarters, not necessarily. Like, the final quarter lasts an hour.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is, like, they reacted as if, by punting and the other guys ran down and scored. They acted as if.
Oh, they punted?
Yeah, they kicked the ball. Yeah, they did not throw a run or play. Just kicked the goddamn ball down the
Oh, no, yeah, court. That's... Yeah, I'd have tried something at least.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that is what literally everyone said. Yeah. And they lost their minds. And I'm like, I just end this stupid... I don't care anymore.
It's a fun game. It's a good game.
For
I like that game. I haven't watched it in years, but I like that game.
What you mean to say is, I remember liking that
game. Yeah, fair enough.
Should I keep it on the box? I remember. Not the hand throwing one. I remember that. There's like a cowboy.